Right. So this is a different one. I'm sitting at Amcal Pharmacy Donnybrook because they have got this most amazing new display and this whole sort of integrated way of doing health. It's a whole different thing. I'm sitting here with Kaylee at the moment and we're going to do a sleep study. Now, just a little bit of background. I'm 32 years old and I'm a breakfast radio announcer and I've been doing it for about 4 years now, and you have never thought about sleep as much ever than when you start doing a job that requires you to set your alarm at 4 a.m. And that's not just breakfast radio. That's anybody that has like crazy sleep cycles, or you're on FIFO shifts, or, you know, you have to do night shift or afternoon shifts are kind of the worst ones. So if you're in that situation where sleep kind of dominates your life, you realize how important it is. And when you don't get a good night's sleep, it causes all sorts of problems. So here we are to do a sleep study. Kaylee, what are we doing?
So you're exactly right. It's a tiny little device that you'll go home with tonight. It's about the size of an iPhone, so nice and easy, not too scary. Strap it all on, go to sleep, and then wake up the next morning and we send the information off to a sleep physician and they review everything, and then we go through the results with you.
And what are the sort of things that we're looking for or listening for or monitoring for?
So our sleep study device is actually a diagnostic tool for a condition known as obstructive sleep apnea, which I'm not sure if you know what it is.
Yes, if you snore like a bear wielding a chainsaw in a tunnel, but it's not just snoring, it's like when you stop breathing throughout your sleep cycle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's something that is really underdiagnosed and can have a pretty big impact on somebody's life. So as you said, you stop breathing during your sleep, which, I mean, when you're asleep, you're meant to be resting and recovering, but your body's working harder when it's asleep than it's awake. So you may present with symptoms of daytime fatigue, morning headaches. If you've got high blood pressure or diabetes, your sugar or blood pressure range might not be monitored, or I guess as good as you would ideally like it. You may feel really tired throughout the day, or go to the toilet lots at night. So some random symptoms you may not think that you could have. So this device basically picks up how many times and for how long you may stop breathing, looks at your oxygen levels, your heart rate, what side you sleep on the most, or if you roll around. So it's quite cool and does give us a really big picture of what your night looks like when you're in bed.
Okay, well, I have a fiance and he sometimes thinks he needs to call the priest because he thinks I need to be exercised. Like when I go to sleep, I'm like twitching and fidgeting and I wake up quite a lot of the night. I'm quite a light sleeper. So this should be really interesting.
Yeah, so we'll be able to see all of that. So we can tell you how long you light on one side for. And but yeah, so it can pick up basically all of that information, and then from that we can gather a diagnosis of sleep apnea, but it can also tell you how you sleep, which is quite fascinating as well.
Cool.